you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, welcome to episode 97, Signs That You Are Living Your Life for Other People. Now, I'd like to start off by saying that it is normal to want to feel connected to other people and gain a sense of validation from other people, but not at the expense of yourself or the self. Taking care of the people we love is an essential part of any healthy and loving relationship. But if you're giving too much of yourself away to the point of self-sacrifice, then there is only one way it will end: misery, depletion, and loss of self or purpose.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Knowing when to be there for the people that you love and giving of yourself shows great strength of character. But that gesture should not be reserved solely for other people. Important, too, is that you know when it is time to take care of you. If you're sacrificing yourself for the sake of others all of the time, because come on, we do sacrifice ourselves from time to time, then your nature to give has become more like an addiction to martyrdom and self-destruction. Now, this is if you're an overgiver and you're a people pleaser. We can often find ourselves in the co-categories: codependent on our children, codependent on our partner's affirmations of us as a person and as a good person, codependent upon what our family and friends think of us, getting stuck in the thoughts that if our family and friends think we're good, then we have a positive self-image. Now, the problem lies in that isn't our self-image. It's what they think of us, not what actually we think of ourselves. We've given up our right to feel good about ourselves, and then we rely upon others' perceptions of us as our self-worth meter. And those people who we're relying on as our reflection of who we are, those people are just as imperfect and just as wounded as we are. Now, if you grew up in a home where what you felt was invalid, then you have an underlying program running that may cause you to disown what you feel due to fears of losing connection to people, fear of criticism, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, fear of humiliation. The list could go on. Now, that fear can keep us from living our true lives and from living out who we want to be. That fear keeps us unconscious of how we give ourselves away at the expense of others. So, what are some signs that this may be happening? You may feel completely depleted and hopeless by everyday tasks. Now, this is a big one, because oftentimes we give so much of ourselves that we become so burdened by everything that simple everyday tasks, such as doing the dishes, becomes overwhelming. And now this is because when you give so much of yourself away to others, there's no energy left to use to recharge your own spirit. You're just depleted. And another sign is that the people around you are dysfunctional without your help. Here's another co. when you've enabled the people you love to the point where they're completely dysfunctional without you, that is not healthy for you or for them. You're both in this cycle of codependency, and it's also a sure sign that you give far too much of yourself away to others when they should be giving fully back to you as well. There's an uneven give and take. You feel severe emotions of guilt and remorse when you're doing something for yourself instead of others. And if you feel guilty for doing something for yourself, this is surely a sign that you have been giving too much of yourself away for far too long. In fact, it's been so long that you forgot how it felt to actually do things for yourself and love the things you do for yourself. It may feel wrong. You may feel guilt. You may feel shame. And that's not being loving towards yourself, right? You may care far too much about what other people think of you. You're so afraid of disappointing other people or being thought of in a negative way that you're willing to sacrifice your own happiness for the happiness of others. The truth is, it doesn't matter what other people think of you if you know that in your heart you're a good person. You should matter to you as much as other people do to you, right? So you should matter to you as much as other people matter to you. The things you do for yourself should be a reflection of what you do for others. Like, self-care for yourself means that you can actually give people more. And in a way that's not codependent and depleting, it's in true love, not in people-pleasing love where you're trying to get something from someone. So oftentimes when you're in this situation where you're giving too much of yourself away, there are people in your life that will tell you you need to take care of yourself. I know this from personal experience. Many years ago, when I was just giving myself away, giving myself away, giving myself away, I had a couple of friends who just kept stepping in and they're like, this isn't you. This isn't like you. You're not becoming you're somebody else. This isn't who you are. And I'm so glad I had them in my life because it just kept bouncing off. In a way that, like, it would bounce off, but I would hear it in a way. I would hear it somewhere deep inside of me. And my friends are actually the ones who helped bring me out. So if I can do anything, it's to give you that just little sound that somewhere it resonates inside yourself that, yeah, you're a detriment to yourself when you give yourself away. So when you have other people telling you to take care of yourself, you know, it's because we've been living through this illusion. We can't see outside of it. That's why that little voice sometimes actually rings through for us. They care enough about us that they will point out to you that you sacrifice yourself way too much. These are the true friends in your life, and they would not be saying this if they weren't worried about you and your well-being. And I'm saying this to you because I'm worried about you and your well-being. Now, you might be a caring person that easily gets swept away by others, and you want to help and do everything for them that you can. You may even be a sensitive person, a highly sensitive person, an empath, a people pleaser, and you care beyond expression. You might even sacrifice way too much to make others happy at the detriment of your own happiness. So there are a few important facts to keep in mind here. For one, if you're enabling someone and making them codependent upon you, you're actually not being helpful to them at all, nor helpful to yourself. You're keeping both of you in this cycle of codependency and giving too much, taking too much. It's not good for either of you. In fact, you're being quite harmful. Secondly, if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be good for anybody else in the end. Remember, true love does not start with another person. True love starts with you, yourself, how you see yourself in the world, what you truly believe about yourself, your own self-worth, your own self-esteem, your own self-care. Because when these are solid, when you have a really, really good understanding of who you are in the world, you can give to others in an authentic and genuine way, and there's no people-pleasing involved. It's just because you truly love them, not that you're trying to get their attention, grab their love, feel validated by them. No, that's codependency. So if you're someone who struggles with people-pleasing and codependency, and maybe this is the first time you've ever heard about codependency, you're like, oh my God, that's me. I'd love to help. You can sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session to speak with me about coaching programs that I offer. The links are in the show notes. Sending tons of love to you all. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.